Hi, this is Dan Tellerico.
And this is Eric Silver.
And we're back again for another great audio boo. This time, I thought, you know, last week Apple purchased a company called Chomp, which is sort of an app discovery engine. And I thought maybe we could take the time to sort of talk about, like, sort of, you know, this market, this, like, sort of this vertical market that's developing.
Yeah, so what you would consider Chomp to be, Chomp is a vertical search engine, and you see them all over the place, people trying to write something to help you make a decision in one area. And it's been interesting to watch how app search has been changing in Apple. So Chomp is just sort of the latest change. But the other changes I can think of are when they changed when you review an app, and also when they changed so that there was a third way to search. You could sort by revenue.
Oh, that's always fun to watch. Yeah. TomTom at the top every time.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me pretty transparent. What is it that Apple's trying to help you get to? You know, is it something that's like, you know, most likely for the user to like? Is it a Netflix type thing? Like, No, this is the list where we're going to make the most money if you buy these.
Right. So how does that benefit the user? Like, kind of what is... Is there a benefit?
You know, it's interesting. There's a heuristic. So when people compare things, they often feel more confident in their choice. So Apple does something really interesting by sort of controlling the context of your comparison. And that's actually the way that you exploit that that particular bias. So if what I do, say that I have a vodka that tastes particularly bad, but I give it to you and I give you an extremely bad vodka. When you taste them both, you're going to learn that my vodka has fairly high quality and become more confident in your choice.
Right.
So I think, you know, as long as they're controlling the context where people are searching, you know, if it's highest grossing, you know, you can go and look at a few things, read the reviews. You end up buying the one that had the best reviews, and you forget the fact that the context you're in is already what takes the most money out of your pocket.
Right.
But, I mean, we should talk at least a little bit about Chomp.
Right, definitely.
Sort of our excuse for talking about what's going on over at Apple. It, you know, it's a vertical search company that was last putting out a lot of news now 2 or 3 years ago. So it's probably mostly a talent buy, I would guess. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar at all. I don't know the founders, okay. Don't know the team. But I would imagine that they are going to be coming into Apple and that they're going to be continuing to help Apple build out something around app discovery and search.
Right.
Again, trying to increase how much people buy.
So do you think that sort of as companies become larger, they keep become offering more and more options for people that will sort of see more of these purchases like this, more people kind of, you know, acquiring these vertical search engines?
So most of the metrics with something like where you own your own store, the kinds of metrics that a business owner are focusing on are more... you know, how long are they on site? How many impressions? How many comparisons do they make? The goal is not a good decision. The goal is more decisions.
All right. And we're just out of time. Thank you.